Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
B-Pod Studios.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now I'm thinking about Wyoming. Food for thought. States you've never been to that you want to go to. Sit on it for a moment while we go to Nelson and Brookline.
Open guys. Land. It's garbage.
It's not. I want to go there. Nelson and Brookline. What's going on, Nelson?
I miss that guy. I love his calls, man. Gentlemen, I'm calling with your daily New England Revolutions call. And essentially, Hardy, I know that you're the only one that actually seems to care about the team. So, did you go to the most recent match against Nashville?
Oh, the scoreless draw. I did not. McCarthy worked that game. I had that night off. But I know Turner okay. was. I know Turner was back in net, and I watched portions of it. A little listless, I would say.
Yeah. So here's my thing. I'm actually concerned because you know how. Remember when Carlos Gil was out with the AC Achilles injury, and how Gustavo Bo was essentially playing the facilitator. You see, he was playing Carlos Gil's position essentially for while he was out.
Yep.
And the offense struggled. And again, last night at that game, I was there actually watching it, and I couldn't help but, not considering the rain and everything, I cannot help but notice how sluggish even the offense was. Like, they didn't seem to have energy. And I'm concerned that if Carlos Gil goes down, this might be probably the best season they've had in a while, but it's going to be all for naught if the way the teams target Carlos Gil. If he goes down, it's done. It's a wrap. So is there somebody else you know that's probably going to be able to step up aside from Gustavo? Because you're taking away one of your main offensive weapons by making Gustavo be the facilitator, essentially, right?
Yeah, well, that was the issue that they had. And thanks for the call, Nelson. Always happy to talk a little Revs here. With Heal and Bo and Adam Buxton and Tejan Buchanan, you had, Bruce Arena had the task of figuring out how these guys are going to play with each other, who was going to facilitate for who, how it was going to work. I'm not saying they have an embarrassment of riches at this point. Obviously, they are having the season they're having because all these guys are contributing. However, it is interesting to look at the fact that when a couple of these guys were away, and specifically we're talking about Turner and Buchanan, they were still able to keep winning. And it didn't disrupt things all that much. Now, if Heal goes down, I mean, he is such a prolific scorer, and he's there for the assists, and he is, I mean, he's getting all the accolades for a reason, because that guy is legit. I've heard some rumblings about a nagging injury that he's dealing with, and we asked Bruce Arena about it a couple of days ago. He's like, yeah, he's got a muscle thing, whatever, he's fine, he's, a tough guy. Didn't say anything beyond that. If it develops into something more, it is going to definitely hurt the team. But they're so deep at this point, I think they can still make a deep run. Losing your best, the idea that a club of this quality could lose their best player and still be okay isn't completely ridiculous, but it's kind of ridiculous. I still think they could do it, though. And I think it's going to present some opportunities and certainly put it onto Gustavo Bo's shoulders, mostly for him to, pick up the slack. We're not there yet, but if you want to be a little bit concerned about Carlos Heal, Nelson, I don't blame you. He's that good, and if the injury is nagging and it's something that sidelines him for any length of time, yeah, that ain't good, but it doesn't mean they're dead in the water either. Mark in Somerville has something on the Patriots. What is it, Mark?
Hey, boys. First off, I just want to say I'm in a positive mood today, so bear with me on this take. It's Friday. It's raining for the first time in like 3 months, so we're going with good takes only today, positive vibes only. I think the Pats should, Hardy, I'm right there with you, but I think you should kind of give them one more win, just considering how better the offensive line is, and by better I mean bigger. If they can keep, if they can help the running game, you got to at least consider that more points. If they can keep, they can give Cam some time to figure it out back there. You got to think that's maybe one more win. I'm not saying give them the division title or even in the playoffs yet, but that makes them a little bit better if they can keep everybody upright and drive the ball down the field more.
Mark, I don't think it's crazy. I talked myself into 11 wins here a few minutes ago. And that is with all things really working out in their favor, with Cam showing some improvement, with him being able to do something with his new weapons, with the defense playing as good as I think they're going to, the additions all working out. Yeah, I can figure out four more wins in my head, but I'm not going any more than that. The thing on the screen here said 13 wins. You're not going to get me to 13.
No. No, like you just laid out, there's definitely going to be some improvement on this team, but everything has to go completely right for them to get to what we were talking about. And generally, when you dip into free agency and build your team that way, not all positives.
Not all players work out in free agency or the draft, of course. No, of course not. David in D.C., you have something on Derek from Foxborough, David?
Yeah, what about Yorkshire Ducks?
Yorkshire Ducks? Can't believe T-Bone doesn't have that like immediately ready to go, like as like a separate Yorkshire Ducks button on the board. Derek in Foxborough hates Wyoming. He thinks Josh Allen is garbage because he came from Wyoming. Wyoming is one of a handful of states I've never been to. I've got like a big section of the country I've never visited. Like Upper Plains.
Have you done Montana before?
So, both Dakotas, never been.
Okay.
Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Oregon. So, kind of like a belt there in the, you know.
Yeah.
Upper Plains going out to the west.
Yeah.
Been to Washington, but never Oregon. I want to go to all of them. The Dakotas, I'd be okay either way.
Yeah.
But I want to see Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, and Oregon.
Yeah, Montana's definitely on the list, right? Glacier, Big Sky.
Big Sky.
Yeah.
Right?
Bison.
A river runs through it, right?
Flatland.
Wyoming.
Garbage.
Jackson Hole, very trendy right now, too. Derek should get on board with Wyoming.
Well, he's got a ways to go. He knows enough to know that it's garbage. I just know enough to make me interested. Now, when I say Oregon, I want to go to Bandon Dunes. There's a group of golf courses in Oregon.
Called, as you say, Oregon doesn't move the needle for me. That doesn't really do it for me.
I want to play Bandon Dunes. I would do that as a golf trip, top of the list, right up there with like St. Andrews, right? That's where I want to go play. But yeah, I think about it and I'm like, well, what are you going to do? You're just going to book a flight to like a random city in Wyoming? Fly in and see what happens. I mean, it's not like going to New Orleans where like that's where you go.
That's where, yeah.
You know, I want to go. I've never been to Chicago. Fly to Chicago, get out. It'd be obvious what to do. I want to go to Wyoming just to kind of see in the Montana too. Where do you go and what happens when you get there?
Right. That's my question too. Are you a camper?
Do
you
camp? No, yeah, God, no.
Yeah, same. No. Same.
And I looked at a dude ranch vacation for the family a couple of years ago because Maz had done it with his family. You need to make Maz money for one of them dude ranch vacations.
Really?
Oh, they're not cheap.
Not realistic.
No. I mean, we started looking at it and I said, why don't we just save up and like we all go to Hawaii for 10 days instead? I'm serious. It's that much. We could take the entire family to Maui for what it would and have a great time for what it would take to go eat baked beans and ride horses. And between you and me, I don't get give an F about your horse. I do not. Your horse, your motorcycle, or your boat. I don't care on all three.
Same page. We're on the same page with that. Hawaii's at the top of my list. Does that count?
Of course.
Yeah, then Hawaii. Then we're doing Hawaii. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I want to go.
Who's we? Did you find it?
That girl in Central Mass that you guys were floating out earlier? Open invitation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt says I need to stay away from Wyoming. Why do I have to stay away from Wyoming, Matt?
Not all of Wyoming. Western Wyoming is stunning with the Tetons and Jackson Hole and all the Rocky Mountains. But if you go east of that, it ain't nothing but a desert. It's flat. It's like all these chemical plants in the distance. You're driving down the highway, it's flat. All you see is steam coming out, and it's some chemical plant that's drilling into the ground, pumping out something out of the ground. It ain't worth it.
Wow.
Montana is fantastic. Idaho blew my mind. When I went out to Idaho, Utah was pretty nice, too. And the West Coast, anywhere in the Northwest.
I've spent a lot of time in Utah. I mean, I lived in Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, done all the southwestern states. But, yeah, but where do you go? Like, okay, you just say Idaho is great. Do you fly into Boise? What do you do?
Yes, you fly into Boise or Utah. You can drive, you know, Salt Lake City. You can get right up here. It's an easier flight to get to Salt Lake and then drive. But if you go to, you know, I did this trip, 5 states, 5 days, Utah, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, back to Utah for work during COVID in October, during the fallout there. It blew my mind. 20 national parks, crossed the Continental Divide at least a dozen times.
Wow.
It was just stunning. It was stunning. I can't, you know, when you take a trip like that and you see that, you just go, oh, my God, America is beautiful.
What do you do for work? Oh, I'm inspired. What do you do for work, Matt?
Well, it was a program to fix some biological safety cabinets for a major manufacturer during COVID. So it was a recall program, kind of.
Oh, all right.
So it was just this thing that I volunteered for it, and I knew about it. But if you go to Kalispell, Montana, and Glacier National Park, it's the balls. All right, okay. Guys, I got to
get... No, we got to go. Never let them hang up on you.
Yeah, I like that.
Here's the thing. I would enjoy it. I kind of want to take a road trip with Matt.
I know. You're gonna know someone that knows what they're doing in terms
of
what you're trying to see.
He's got it figured out, man. Yeah. He's got Wyoming dialed in.
Yeah. My concern and would Idaho. Be what you're talking about, where I got to Idaho, and then I was like, but where in Idaho are we going?
That was a Ted Sarandis type of moment where I kept him on for so long. He's like, okay, well, I got to go.
Seriously, I got to go.
Can you hang on for one more segment?
Yeah. Let me ask you one more question here, caller, and thanks for taking the time with us. We're going to blow through this second commercial break now because we've got some interesting information for us. He did, though. I talked to that guy. I think Evel Knievel's from Wyoming.
I don't know a lot about
Evel Knievel?
No.
Or is he from Idaho? We'll find out during the break.
On the other side. Yeah. Everyone's waiting.
Another thing is Yorkshire Ducks.
Thank you. That's all I wanted. Zolak and Bertrand continues without Zolak and Bertrand next.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Required.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
It's the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in the disaster area.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Evel Knievel was from Montana. I figured that out on my own. You think that's, you know, after all the testicle scrubbing that we've done of the producers today, either T-Bone or Scatamooch would have been all over that form.
Yeah, I kept refreshing Slack to see that they had put it in there and
right.
Nothing.
A quick bio on Evel Knievel.
Nope.
Nope. Garrett in Providence has been to 47 states. He's going to tell us. He's
no Massachusetts.
Tell us briefly about all of them. Go, Garrett.
One thing you just mentioned, Evel Knievel, by the way. Here's one other fact about him that sort of ties into this discussion. Caesar's Palace just celebrated its 65-year anniversary. And he was at the opening of, he did all the stunts at Caesar's when they opened, off the ramps and all that.
Yeah, he went over, went over the fountains. He landed poorly.
Yeah. So I've been to, there's three states I haven't been to, and I'm going to set aside Hawaii because I have that I haven't been to. But the other two that I have not been to, I have not been to North Dakota, I have not been to Nebraska. Wow. Of those two states, which one should I go to next?
I've been to Nebraska, so I'm going to say go to North Dakota.
Go to North Dakota?
Yeah, that's what I would say. I mean, Nebraska is perfectly pleasant, but there's nothing I've seen in Nebraska where I said, thank God I saw this.
Yeah.
I mean, I have never seen a Walmart that big.
Oh, the grocery store ones?
That's kind of what I'm picturing.
That's the first time I ever.
Nebraska football.
First time I ever saw a Super Walmart was in Nebraska.
Really freaks you out the first time you see it.
Yeah.
I did Kansas. Kansas didn't bring a lot to the table.
Been to Kansas. Now, I wouldn't say anybody has to go to most states that I've been to. Southwest, I would say. I would say, yeah, you should probably take a look at the Grand Canyon. Or if you've never seen, like, actual mountains, you know. If you've seen the Rocky Mountains, you know. Like, that's impressive. Do you need to go to... No. Do you need to go to Michigan? That's my home state. No. You don't have to go to Michigan.
No.
No. You don't have to go there. Do you have to go to Massachusetts?
If you're not from around here,
yeah,
I'll be honest with you. Plymouth Rock was the most disappointing experience of my life.
But what were you expecting?
Something bigger than that. It was just it's not impressive.
The Paul Revere, the Freedom Trail, the Cape Cod. Do you have to go to Massachusetts if you're in another part of the country?
No,
correct.
No,
you don't have to. You'll be all right.
You're a big Plymouth Rock guy, T-Bone.
No, I'm just saying. What were you expecting?
Just something more impressive than like a
rock.
It was like a 4 foot rock. It had like a Doritos like wrap.
It's also like
on.
Down in the ground too.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
I just. It's very nice. People who come here like it, but is
Plymouth
it
rock?
Do you have Massachusetts, T-Bone?
Better than Connecticut.
Oh, you know, there's no need to ever go to Connecticut at all.
Flat land.
Jim and Holliston. What's up, Jim?
It's Tim Hottie. It's Tim with a T.
Tell Scatamooch. You put Jim.
Scatamooch. That's Tim. Hey, question for you. Tonight in the stadium for practice, any idea how many people they're letting in so I can plan accordingly? Is it all the season ticket holders? Or
it's like
are they doing minimal numbers?
Like 10. Like 10 or 15 people.
10.
Yeah, that's it. What do I know? Attendance. Call the box office. I don't know. Call Gillette. How many people they letting in, T-Bone? Does anybody know?
I think it's all season ticket holders and Foxborough residents.
He's been saying it in headlines all day.
Yeah.
A lot. There'll be a lot of people.
Several.
There. Right. I don't know how many people. Scott on the Pike. What's up, Scott?
Hey, I've been dying to get through to talk about this one. Listen, this is the best. Louth has to be the host of the show because he's serious and stuff. But you have to have Nick Giamelli and Bird as his co-hosts. And he has to kind of control them, but Zoe has to produce it. Wouldn't that be awesome? And well, oh, and a serious one, though, too. I always say you and Murray should have your own show.
Oh, thank you. Well, I think Jim would be well-equipped to host his own show because whoever was producing for him, it would just be...
Push the buttons.
Yeah. You don't really have to do anything. I have everything here.
He already produced it.
Like binders of material.
Yeah.
He's...
Three binders for one day.
Yeah, he's so prepared. He's so organized. It's a little scary. Zoe producing a show, though, that would be funny. It's just the random stuff that he would be playing. And if he could figure out how to work all the equipment back there.
Louth would end up producing that show. They'd end up switching roles. He's like, I can't do this.
I can't. You talk about whatever you want. Just let me get out of here. We had promised some Celtics talk, and we should get to it. Chris Forsberg, makes a case for extending a couple of people on the Celtics. Do you know?
Yeah, I saw this.
Do you know who they are? Have you heard of these guys? No. Do you know who he was talking about?
Yeah, Marcus Smart.
Yep.
Is one of them. And then
Robert Williams.
Yeah.
So I watched a little bit of this last night, too, on BST. I think Giles was on and Tomasi and Forsberg talking about it. The Marcus Smart thing is a tougher. That's tougher for me to accept. Robert Williams, I get. I've seen it. I've seen enough of Robert Williams to think, all right, this is an interesting element to this team that I'm not saying it's more important than Marcus Smart. I'm not saying it's going to pay you bigger dividends in the end, but I've seen enough of the Marcus Smart thing to come to the conclusion that I don't know it's going to get you over the hump. The Robert Williams thing, I don't know yet. I certainly haven't grown tired of it. God, I love block shots. I'll watch those all night. Here's what Forsberg wrote. The idea of extending them both before the start of next season runs counter to the Celtics' rather obvious goal of maintaining maximum flexibility. But the reality is that extending both could make it easier for them to construct a championship-caliber roster. They're largely sitting out the free agency period. Stevens can create multiple paths to a big splash addition by extending both Smart and Williams. So for Forsberg, it's as much of a financial thing as it is a personnel thing. And when you put it like that, I'm like, huh, okay. If it makes sense on the numbers and makes sense to math, Marcus Smart is a guy that, all things being equal, I would rather have on my team. I just don't necessarily want him taking critical shots. I would rather Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum step up and both have the attitude of, like, give me the ball.
Yeah,
I need the ball for the last shot.
Yeah, I think it's a great point by you, and I think one of the reasons that I'm kind of frustrated that they didn't move on from Smart, because when the Chris Dunn trade went down, it kind of seemed like there was a lot of smoke in terms of them potentially moving on from him, since Chris Dunn fills kind of what Marcus Smart has given you here over the last few years, which is a bigger guard that's, you know, a good defender and can't shoot. So both of those guys together, probably not the mix you're looking for. But when it comes to Marcus Smart, I think the biggest thing is he's been in that locker room forever now. And I don't think Tatum and Brown can truly take over this team and kind of get the keys until he's out. And we saw that in the NHL this year with the Bruins. I remember being on with Ty Anderson a while back, and he kind of mentioned that, you know, when you look at the reason that they moved on from Zdeno Chara, one of the reasons was that they didn't think Charlie McAvoy was going to take that next step until Chara was gone and kind of elevate and kind of take the reins. And I think it's a similar situation with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Both of those guys are clearly better than Marcus Smart is, but he's been here since 2014, and I don't think that things are going to change until he's out.
I hadn't thought about it in those terms, and like, you're absolutely right in terms of the talent, but just as a mood and as a kind of a, you know, who is the leader of this team right now? We talked about it a lot last season.
Yeah.
And so Marcus Smart kind of right now.
Right.
It truly is, even though he's not the best player. And on other Celtics teams, that dynamic has worked. Kevin Garnett came in, but he said, it's still Paul's team. Paul's going to run this team. It's Paul Pierce's team. I'm just here. Well, we all knew that Kevin Garnett was, you know, the instrumental factor.
Yeah, like the heart and soul of that team and stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
But he always deferred to Paul Pierce.
Yep.
I don't know if there's any deferring going on in that Celtics locker room.
No, I think it's
right
a
now.
Tug of war that's frustrating. And, you know, we're going to talk about this too a little bit later. But, you know, when Jason Tatum is going to be your de facto GM here over the next few years, I think you'd also want him to be kind of the leader in the locker room and see where you go from there.
Here's the other thing, Tim. I don't even know that it's an issue for the guys on the team. This is a younger generation of players that are brought up differently than how the older generation was. And for them, like, there doesn't need to be a leader.
Yeah.
We're going to show up, we're going to practice, we're going to play. And then when we are not practicing or playing, and Ainge talked about this a lot, he goes, everyone's got their nose buried in their phones. Everyone's doing their own thing. You know, there's a separation that exists. And I'm not to say that teamwork doesn't exist, but that idea of them all being together and rallying around, it's like, no, it's just a different time.
Yeah.
And people, you know, handle their relationships differently on and off the court. And to not have a clear-cut leader and a guy who everyone's following, Well, that's not unique to the Celtics. I think that is maybe unique to this generation of players who have come up differently and just kind of treat their relationships with everyone else differently. Like, what do I need a camaraderie with you guys for? I've got all my real friends are right here. They're on my phone, and they're the ones I'm talking with and texting with when we're not practicing or playing. Another headline here, and then we will return. We're still going to talk about coaches in football who need to be called a coach. And if you insist on doing the Dan Campbell story today, I will, but it's just going to make me sad. So if you want to make me sad, we'll do that too.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
So
not a dummy.
Beetle. Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's go to Dave in the truck here as getting to our final segments of the Zolak and Bertrand show. It's Hardy and Tim McComb filling in. Dave, what's going on?
I was told we would get a little bit of Boston Glory talk, and it's been 3.5 hours, and I got nothing so far.
Well, we mentioned it once, and then the phones broke because everyone was trying to call in at once to talk about the game tonight. But it is tonight. I believe they are playing the Raleigh Flyers at Hormel Stadium, 7 o'clock pull. That's now, it's been a while since I've been, you know, engaged actively in Ultimate, but as far as I know, it's the poll to begin the game. Is that correct, Dave?
That is. The poll is like the kickoff. It's the equivalent.
Now, I did get one message from somebody that said some of the guys on the team are off competing with Dig this weekend for the club tournament. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're out at the U.S. Open. It's in Minnesota. And so, yeah, Boston is definitely going to be down some players. But I wanted to know if you thought ownership has done enough to bring in top-end talent, because I don't think they have.
Far be it from me to disparage ownership at the Boston Glory. This will be my first game tonight. I've been wanting to take in professional Ultimate for a while now.
You tailgating tonight?
And I'm going to be solo. Believe it or not. So
that's surprising.
I feel a little weird.
out there with the grill?
Just out there by myself. So no. I've been talking with this guy from the team, and I've been looking forward to this for weeks. And I was going to do it a couple of weeks ago when I had someone else coming into town, and we were going to try and get over to a game, and then they didn't end up coming in, and it was probably end up getting rained out that night anyway. So
I'm sure that's why he decided not to come after you pitched that idea and all of a sudden he got super busy.
Just listen to me. I'm looking forward to it. It's happening tonight. I've been talking with this guy, Jay, from Boston Glory and Luke. So we're in. I'm in. I'm going tonight. And what I would really like to do is be able to provide some color commentary for Ultimate. I think it's the one sport I could do a decent job at, that and golf. I could probably do some color commentary.
Yeah.
And I don't know what platforms they're broadcasting on. If this is like, they might be bumped over to the Deuce tonight. It may not be on the full blown ESPN.
Yeah.
But a lot of Ultimate games, ha ha ha, are on the Fox Sports channels.
So
they do show them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if you're doing like a webcast or something, you just need someone to, you know, how they bring people into the Red Sox booth. And yeah, they might be there to talk about a project or a movie or something, but they can comment on the game if they want to just have me, and then I can comment on the game a little bit too. Oh, point block there. Oh, beautiful hammer. That's tough into the wind.
Who's your favorite player?
There was a guy named Kenny Dobbins who used to play for New York. That was just a little fire hydrant of a player, and he was fun to watch.
Nice.
Dobster? Yeah.
Yeah. I go back a ways in the sport. back-to-back sectional champions in the state of Michigan with the team Myron I played for. No big whoop.
Are you going to wear a jersey tonight, or what's your play?
I could wear one of my old Ultimate jerseys. I could.
Nice.
You know what? Now I'm going to.
Do it. Yeah, do it.
I don't think I have any Myron jerseys left, but I have one from Wildfire. I could wear one of my Wildfire kits. Just put the cleats on. It's kind of like going to a golf tournament. You know, some guys walk around in spikes when they're on the golf course.
Yes.
I'll put on me boots. I used to wear the Nike Sharks when I played. Nice. Guys, I was a defensive specialist.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I would only go to start points. I would only go in on the pull. They didn't want me out there on the receiving end because I wasn't an offensive guy. Believe it or not, I used to be known for my defense.
You're a big golf guy too, right?
What? I'm sorry. What was that, T-Bone?
What happened?
I got old and slow, and I became more of a handler. You know, I'd be the guy back there. I'd be one of the three handlers. I just turned into like a dump and swing player, and then just, you know, wait for the moment to strike. I started to exercise my patience in my older years.
It was a Chara type situation. You just kind of got aged out of the position.
But yeah, back in the day, I was the defensive. I was the Marcus Smart. You know, I was the guy no one wanted to play against or with.
Wait, so you're a big golf guy?
Yeah,
frisbee golf?
No,
never gotten into it. Huh?
I played it a couple of times, but no.
It's ironic.
Yeah.
No.
Doesn't do it for you?
You would think. You know, it's a marriage
like
of my
for you, yeah.
Marriage of my two favorite things, you would think.
There's a few courses out in Central Mass, out in Leicester, I think.
There's somebody from like the Canton area who's going to like the World Championships. I saw it in the Canton Patch or the Canton newspaper. But not that doesn't do anything for me. No. All right. Loaded on ultimate calls. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to all these. Where is Hormel
Stadium? Oh, we just did.
Where is Hormel Stadium? Can anyone help me with this? And who's going with me tonight? 7:00. It's in Medford.
I wonder if I could scalp a ticket when I get there. That's the
second crack you've made about tickets for the ultimate game tonight. Now you're going.
I don't have a job anymore.
You're quitting that job down Providence anyway. Yeah. Have you released your statement yet?
Not yet. I'm still workshopping it.
You're still crafting the statement.
I'm trying to figure out how I can put five notes in one tweet. Yeah, a whole.
But the statement is essentially this. Tonight is Tim McCone's last night at NBC 10 Providence, and he is going to a different job. Will you announce the different job in the statement?
I don't think I can yet.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah.
Do you have an agent?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, neither do I.
Just
it's okay.
Lighting the money I don't have on fire. Agent to come back and be like, yeah, still nothing, dude.
Well,
yeah.
Then you have to know these things.
Yeah. No,
this would be
true.
A question for your agent.
Well, that's why
you
I got a little dicey with the contract talk earlier, too, because I'm like, you know what? You might be onto something. I probably shouldn't say anything.
That's why you and me, we have to know ourselves whether or not we can mention things because we don't have the agent to call. No. So you don't know if you can mention where you're going.
No, I don't.
Do it live.
Just a lot of memories.
You say 5 years like it's a lifetime. 5 years. Like, dude,
when I came here, I was just a man. Now I'm just a man.
When I came here, I was just a kid out of college in my 20s working my first sports job. You're still a kid in your 20s working your first sports job.
Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed.
I don't think it's all that long.
No, I don't even know if I changed. I changed apartments once, which was that was kind of a big change. Yeah.
I met tens of people.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll get that statement from Tim McCone on his social media platforms later today about the departure. And maybe, if he's allowed to, talk about where he's going next. But we'll just be waiting. Today's takeaways are fake promos. Those are coming up next.
Looking for hope?
House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
I'm just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180. They invite you to enter fall a lighter, healthier, and happier you. Proven results starting your very first week with Awaken 180 weight loss. It's Fake Promo Friday. Tim McComb, I know you're a big fan.
Love it.
Fake Promo.
This is my favorite part of the week.
You and Perillo.
Paul Perillo, not as big a fan.
No.
As the fake promos, no.
Was he in one and not happy about it?
He just thinks it's a poorly conceived and sometimes executed segment. He's not a fan. He's given us his critique of it. Yeah, thumbs down from Perillo. He was here for one of them. I think we brought him around a little bit, but not really. For you, not
easy
not,
to please.
Not yeah. necessary. Easy to please. So here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
But he's been more
can,
so.
Can you say this? Would you agree to... As I hammer this point home.
Yes.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sounds like a Peter Gammons interview right there.
All week.
Just
hanging those championship bettors, beautiful, the huge, beautiful new video board at Gillette Stadium. But you can hear they had to move the Super Bowl banners, and they decided to hang them with railroad spikes. We don't know why. You think technology would allow them to do something different.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Word association. I'm going to say a name.
Sure.
Ready? First thing. Dolly Parton.
Boobs.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Oh, you got that right.
He did. It seems easy now. I realize when Ted Johnson did that, I'm bad at word association.
Freeze?
My brain doesn't think quick enough. Or I think about, like, is there a right answer here?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought
Instead
about
of
it
just
too
going
long.
With it. Yeah,
I never came up with an answer when he did
that. Yeah, no, Zoe was right.
Zoe had it, yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh, God. No, don't not this way. No. Stop. We're outdoors, and it's the wind is blowing. I got to tell a story from the other night. We went to this place locally.
And you did that there?
And I had so much class that I went outside to do it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Yeah, that was the day when Zolak smelled on four different levels. He was offensive smelling for, like, you know how you get the three-way roast beef?
Yeah.
He was the four-way. There were four things about him that made it difficult to sit next to him for 4 hours.
Did he go sandals or something like that?
He was wearing shoes that he had worn at football practice the night before, no socks.
Yeah.
And the shoes should have been thrown away before. He needs to cut his feet off and grow new ones. The feet are just crime scenes, right?
Even with the scented shirt?
No, he did not. The shirt sent that day was B.O. Jim Louth walked in. He goes, Zoe, you smell like B.O. No, this is a dry fit shirt. It gets stuck in here. You can't get it out. It was the B.O., it was the feet, it was the breath, and then it was the gas. Because he ate a raw, he ate a raw onion, he said, the night before.
Well, luckily you guys are spread out in that for 4 hours, too. You're not just eating that for, yeah, that's tough.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And now if I have an opportunity to make a change here via trade, I'm going to do it.
How many pillows you guys have on your bed?
I use like four.
Sorry?
Pillows? Pillars. Pillows. Sounds like you said pillows. Pillars. Thought of pillows.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I still don't know what he was talking about. If he meant the pulse or if he meant pillows.
Pillars.
I don't know. I don't care. It's 2 minutes to the weekend.
Next. You a big pillar guy?
Don't.
What the?
Don't. Don't care. Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Ted is a big guy. Look at this. Look at it. Well, how much weight you lift today?
Yeah, I've already worked out this morning.
I don't see what the big deal is. I feel like I'm like...
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I was getting ready to say I feel like I'm weeks worth of push-ups away from Ted Johnson physique, and Zoe just let an expletive fly. I think he was rubbing his bicep when he did. Ted's here again today. He's on with Felger and Mass today, without Felger and Mass.
I heard you guys talking about how Zoe played with his torn bicep, right, back in the day?
Yeah.
All right, good transition.
Yeah,
that's good. Thanks, appreciate that.
Don't remember.
Totally fair.
Next.
Last one.
Last one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hey, you guys look to be one of the, I don't say most sound units in camp, your front seven, your offensive line. This is as good a group of offensive linemen, given health here and with Andrews being back. Wouldn't you say that you've been with since your 3 years here?
What's up? What the question was?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's the fourth time I've heard it now, and I don't know. I don't know what the question was. Nobody does. Great job, Tim.
Thanks. This was fun.
I just got a message from Josh, one of our engineers here. He's going to join me at the Boston Glory Ultimate game tonight as they take on Raleigh, Hormel Stadium, Medford, 7 o'clock.
Enjoy. Hope you guys can get a seat together.
I'll see you. Again, don't. And you know what, T-Bone? I know you're not doing anything tonight, so now you're going too.
Damn.
Can you live tweet it for me? Do me a favor?
As long as you tweet out your resignation and new welcome letter, then yes, I'll do that. Felger Mazur next.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.